This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. An update now on the response to that federal audit of the Atlanta Veterans Administration Medical Center near Decatur. That audit found three patient deaths over the last 2 years were linked to mismanagement in the mental health programs, both in-house and contracted out. Some of those problems, delayed referrals and losing track of patients. Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson, a Republican, recently expressed his frustration that he had not heard back yet on his request for more information from Veterans Affairs Secretary General Eric Shinseki. Senator Isakson joins us now. Senator, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be with you, Dennis.
You wrote a letter to General Shinseki about 3 weeks ago. Have you heard back now?
Got a reply back yesterday afternoon to one of the letters. It was a good reply reiterating what he has said verbally about the goal of eliminating problems at the VA by 2015 and by improving technology and things of that nature. But it was all about the delay in terms of approving applications for eligibility for veterans. It was not that, this was not the letter about the suicide problem or the Atlanta VA.
Have you had any further contact with the new Atlanta VA director, Leslie Wiggins?
We have. We are scheduling a field hearing in Atlanta for the 1st of August when we're out for the August break. I am working with private providers of mental health services, best practices people from mental health facilities. I want to have a comprehensive meeting with the VA and with professionals in the healthcare and the mental health industry to make sure we get better practices at the VA to try and keep these suicides from taking place. And it is a matter of best practices. You know, you mentioned there were three suicides. There are 22 suicides a day in the United States of veterans. That's almost 8,000 veterans a year that are taking their own life. That is an unacceptable level, and it's veterans from all eras. In fact, the three veterans that were referred to in the IG's case in terms of the Atlanta VA were all veterans of the Vietnam era, and two of them were non-combat veterans of the Vietnam era. So it's not just the Iraqi freedom and Afghanistan war, but it's also all veterans that we have to be concerned about.
Are you happy with what you've heard from Director Wiggins?
You know, results are what I look for the most. I appreciate promises and commitments, and I think that the interim director is doing a good job of trying to develop a best practices system. But I want to see that we don't have any more incidents like what's happening at the Atlanta VA that caused and prompted this particular story. Also, I do commend one of the problems we had at the Atlanta VA on Claremont was that contraband was getting into the hospital in the form of drugs or other types of things like that. One of the suicides involved an overdose, and they have done a great job on their policy in terms of trying to protect the patients in the hospital from receiving contraband from outside. So that's one positive step that we've seen take place.
Another thing that's happened is that the VA indicator has reprimanded two employees, and there are recommended reprimands for a couple more. Is that, number one, enough, or is it at least a good first step in your mind?
Enough comes when the results are better, and that's why I want to go back on this whole interview, Dennis. I want you to understand that promises are great, policy changes are great, but the proof is in the pudding and the results, and we're going to closely monitor the outcomes of VA patients that come to the Atlanta VA, particularly those to the mental health services section, to see to it that we don't have a reoccurrence of what happened with these suicides.
The chairman of the House Veteran Affairs Committee, Republican Jeff Miller of Florida, said that the reprimands simply weren't enough. Are you ready to go that far, though?
Well, again, I'm going to judge the reprimands. You know, when three people take their life and they're under the care of your veterans hospital, that is unacceptable. And the reprimands and the removal of people to other responsibilities may have been appropriate. But as we complete our findings, which we're not through yet, if we find out there's direct cause or further impact from those people, then removal might be the appropriate thing rather than relocation.
You said it might be the appropriate thing. Are you saying definitely you think there should be firings? Do you want to wait on what is found in the investigations? Or where are you on just saying heads should roll?
Well, you know, it's always gives you a great satisfaction to say we ought to let heads roll, but let's find out what all the facts were and what contributions might have been made by those people to the unfortunate deaths of the three veterans. The investigation is ongoing, and we're going to hopefully have all the information when we have the hearing in early August at the Atlanta VA.
Republican Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson. Senator, thanks so much for giving us this time, and a happy 4th to you.
Same to you, Dennis. Thank you very much.